With that, we are at quorum, so I believe I'm going to go ahead and get the show on the road here. And I'm going to call this meeting of the City of Tacoma's Landmark Preservation Commission for August 24th, 2022 to order. And let me see. First order of business is our acknowledgement that we're holding this meeting today on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. And then I will go for a roll call. We have in attendance Commissioners Mortensen, Jaggers, Hart, Hilsendegger, Morgenroth, and Bartoy. Excellent. I don't know if I can move my screens around. Yes. Okay, did we have, Ms. Johnson, did we have any public comment received before meeting tonight?
I did not. Let me double check that.
It's relatively new. Oh, you have the same thing on your screen that I was trying to find on my screen. Thank you.
we do not.
Do not. No. Okay, so no public comment. Okay, thank you. And then let's move forward with approval of the consent agenda. So that, are there any additions to the consent agenda this evening? Hearing none, is there any objection with moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the consent agenda is adopted. We'll move forward with excusal of absences. I did have one for Commissioner Morgenroth, but you can keep that one in your pocket from now on here. And we do have two more, Commissioner Slesser and Sullivan have excusals this evening. We have no minutes for approval this evening, and we had one administrative review since the last time we met at 516 North L Street. And with that, we'll move right into our design review for the evening. We have one design review at 810 North Cushman for a siding replacement. Ms. Johnson, do we have a staff report?
Yes, we do. Thank you, Chair. The agenda item 5A for 810 North Cushman. Background is that this was built in 1908 and is a contributing property in the North Slope Historic District. And we have tonight a design review for a proposed replacement of the exterior siding. The current non-historic aluminum siding clads all four facades. Underneath the aluminum, there are some remnants of the historic wood shingles, but the latter have been previously partially removed and what remains is in poor condition. The applicant has previously considered using new cedar shingles for this project, but the material costs are not feasible. Hardy shingles are proposed for the replacement siding. Scope is for removing and replacing the existing siding. The trim and soffits, freeze board, and fascia boards will be preserved. This same address previously had an HDR before us for the restoration of a front porch supports, and railing, plus a small rear addition. The rear addition was already previously approved to have hardy shingle siding. This was done back in January of 2022. So the North Slope slash Wedge neighborhood design guidelines apply for this proposal, specifically those regarding siding. I don't think I need to read them all out, but there's also the four siding guidelines plus one guideline from the exterior materials from the new construction section of the guidelines regarding cementitious products such as hardy plank may be acceptable in the district if installed in a historically correct pattern, for example, horizontal lap siding or shingle. In such cases, the product used shall be smooth in texture without faux grain wood finish. For our analysis, the property at 810 North Cushman is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. As such, it is subject to design review requirements per TMC 13.05.040 and requires Landmarks Commission approval prior to those alterations being made or permitted. The applicant has received approval for using hardy shingles on the new rear addition. The removal of the non-historic aluminum siding meets the North Slope Historic Design Guidelines. The existing portions of original wood shingle siding under the aluminum are not salvageable as functional cladding, but may serve as a guideline for installing new shingle cladding, specifically with regards to matching reveals, widths, configuration, patterns, and detailing. The proposed replacement shingle siding meets the North Slope Historic District guidelines as long as the product is smooth, not faux grain wood textured. The action requested, staff recommends approval of the siding replacement work as submitted. And here we have included a sample motion for approval and a sample motion for denial. That concludes the staff report. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. And I'll note that Commissioner Williams has entered our virtual meeting space. And with that, Ms. Scobel, did you have anything to add before I open up to the commission for questions and comments?
Nope. I think that report was pretty thorough. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Commissioners, I'm going to open the floor to you. Raise your hand if you have questions or comments on the application. Yes, Vice Chair Mortens.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is more question directed at staff. As far as the original siding underneath being unsalvageable, we didn't see any photographs of that. Was that presented to you to your satisfaction? That it was not salvageable?
Sorry, I was muted there. I don't think we've seen photographic documentation, but given the changes in the property, I'm confident that that is a truthful depiction of the siding underneath. The owners have been very interested in preserving everything that they can. So we can follow up and ask for photographs of the underneath siding if the commission is interested in that. Absolutely.
And due to the fact that it's already covered in another material makes me think it's probably not salvageable, but we just typically don't approve removal of historic materials without photographic evidence of deterioration. So that was just a thought I had while reviewing.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Commissioner Williams?
I know in my experience that a lot of times the siding that is underneath, say vinyl or metal, is actually, unless there's been a lot of changes in openings as far as doors and windows, it's usually in much better shape than, a portion of the house that didn't get covered over with siding. It kind of acts to protect it. So I agree with Commissioner Mortensen that I would kind of like to see a sample pulled off of the current siding and just make sure that is underneath. Or if, I'd be fine handling that with administrative review if the applicant shows to the staff that, here's the siding, clearly it's not salvageable. I'd be okay with staff making that decision for us.
Great, thank you, Commissioner Williams. Commissioner Morgenroth?
Yeah, just second that, I agree. It'd be nice to, not that I don't think anyone's lying, it's just that it's hard to know without, if you don't know what you're looking at a little bit. It's kind of like wood floors, a lot of times they can be in good shape if they've been covered for a long time. So yeah, I would be totally comfortable approving it with the addendum kind of that staff just take a look at it just to make sure that it's not, because it would obviously be really cool if it was eligible and if it's been covered for a long time. But yeah, I don't personally see any need to deny it until I see photos, but if staff can confirm that, then I'd feel comfortable moving forward.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Morgenroth. Other commissioners? I agree that the suggestions from the commissioners are consistent with how the commission has handled other applications, and this is part of looking at them fairly. I know that we've had applicants actually go back when windows in particular, with conditions and having photographic documentation, but I also agree that staff review would be fine on that. Kind of staggered staff confirmation would be fine on that. Commissioner Morgenroth?
Yeah, just I was gonna ask, the applicant. I was curious, did you take a look at it, or was that something the siding contractor kind of took a look at? Or I'm just, obviously different folks have different I don't want to say agendas, but you always get the Pella window guy saying your wood windows need to be replaced. I just wondered if you looked at it or kind of how that determination was made.
Yeah, as we have done some work on our house, my husband is in the, well, has been in construction. And so he has removed sections of it, and we have replaced the windows on the side. And so to do that, he had to take off the whole side and then ended up putting it back on because we were hoping that we could just leave it off, and that wasn't the case. So he had to put it back on, and then we painted the metal siding. But what I was going to say is that on the back side, so we're just getting ready to start working on that addition. So we'll be removing that back siding pretty soon and can easily take some photos and send those in. I hesitate to pull off more siding in the front because it's going to be a while before we start working on it, but can definitely provide evidence of what the back looks like.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes, I have a question for Ms. Scoble, just out of interest. When you said you to do the window works and whatnot, did the siding originally cover the window framing, the window surrounds, and you pulled that back?
Yeah, actually, unfortunately, when they replaced the siding, they also took off all of the original trim on the windows. And you can probably see a photo on the back where you can see the trim that, I mean, there was no trim. Basically, they took off all of the original trim. And so when we went and replaced the window, we put in the style that would mirror what should have been there. I mean, they kind of did a number on the whole house. You can see the front porch and the railings and the posts that they put in. They put in drop ceilings in the house and yeah, kind of all of the interior trim. So we've slowly been redoing everything, trying to restore it, but it's a slow process.
Understood. Yeah. Thank you. Any additional questions or comments from commissioners? Vice Chair Mortensen?
Yeah, thanks. I'll just say it sounds like a labor of love. and so we appreciate your effort and your, you know, dedication to the original materials in the home. And it's clear that, you know, you're trying to do the best by the historic home. So my question though is for staff, if staff were to feel that the committee should review the photos that are provided, would that complicate the process? I guess would you recommend a deferral or an approval with staff review? And then if the commission needs to review a second time for any reason, I guess is that an easy process to facilitate in the official sort of city process?
Thank you, Vice Chair. That's a good question. It has not come up for me before, so I would like to defer that question to Mr. McKnight. But I think it would work either way. If you wanted to do a motion and then include in that motion language that staff will make, you know, the determination as best as possible and refer back to the commission if appropriate, or just defer action tonight and we can send an email out with the photo information when that's available, and treat this more as an administrative review after the fact, since you've already had the main presentation. Administrative review with the photos could be, you know, option B.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I tend to lean toward doing an approval rather than a deferment, just so the applicant doesn't have to come back. Just was curious what the next step would be if we did want to review it again, but can go to the next comment.
Commissioner Williams.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Commissioner Mortensen. I really feel like given the time of year, the applicant probably really needs to get going. If they need to recite it, they need to try to do that while the sun's shining, basically. So I would move that, you know, we approve it subject to staff being in, you know, in receipt of photos showing that the siding, you know, is not able to be salvaged. And then if staff determines from those pictures that they think that the siding would need to be replaced, then I would think it would come back in front of us. So I don't know how to make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams. And I think, like, if there is a kind of, to address what the vice chair said as well, and it, you know, So I agree that having the documentation provided to staff, then, you know, hopefully it would just be approved. If staff has kind of a question on that, you know, and feels like they're on the fence, it could go to one of our administrative reviews, you know, the expanded administrative review, where staff could actually post that, allow commissioners, you know, one day to look at it. And if they had any question, then it could move to an agenda. If not, it could also move forward that way. Or, you know, that third option being if staff felt that it needed to, you know, that they would not approve that, then it would come before the commission, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can use that expanded administrative review. If there's any, you know, on the fence in terms of staff recommendation, I think the commission generally trusts the opinion of the staff on matters like this.
Thank you.
So with that, would any one of the commissioners here tonight like to try to make that into a motion?
I know Vice Chair Mortensen wants to.
I'm going to try.
There we go. Vice Chair.
All right. I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt as findings the staff analysis and approve the application for replacing siding at 810 North Cushman with, after the submission of documentation of the original siding is submitted to staff and submitted to and reviewed by staff. If the staff were to have questions on the salvageability, they may choose to use the expanded administrative review process or recommend this application come back to the commission. How's that?
That is a wonderful motion before the commission by Vice Chair Mortensen. Very impressive. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Oh, Commissioner Williams is the second. And there's a motion before the commission. Is there any comment? Any question, discussion on the motion before the commission? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your virtual hand. We have voting in favor, Commissioners Morgenroth, Williams, Hilsendegger, Hart, Mortensen, and Bartoy, and that is the entire voting commission here this evening. So there are no nays and no abstentions, and the motion carries. Great. And thank you very much, Ms. Scoble, for bringing this before us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Great. You too. Thank you. Bye. And we'll move on to agenda item 6A, events and activities updates. Ms. Johnson, I should give an additional kudos to Vice Chair Mortensen for the wonderful free form on the motion there. So kudos. Pass the baton, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, Chair. I'm actually going to let Ms. Rooney do the first bullet point here.
Great. Yeah. Ms. Rooney.
Hello. I haven't seen you guys in a while, so it's nice to be back. So I'll be talking about the Broadening Horizons Heritage Cafe series. It's coming back again this fall. And we're having our first one a week from today on Wednesday, August 31st at 4:00. And it'll be virtual on Zoom. And our guest speaker is going to be Sarah Steen, who's the Landmarks Coordinator for the King County Historic Preservation Program. So we have a little event summary on my screen right here. She will be talking about Four Cultures Beyond Integrity Work Group. And she'll discuss how and why we should look beyond architectural integrity when identifying what resources to preserve, because a lot of buildings are preserved for their architectural value over their cultural significance, especially for underrepresented communities. So she'll address this ongoing issue and discuss what systemic changes can be made to this. So here is the Zoom link. I could put it in the chat as well. And then there's also a Facebook event, and I could send the link to that in the chat as well, so you can RSVP on Facebook and you can share it with any friends or people that might be interested in attending. And that also has the Zoom link in the event description on the Facebook event.
Great, thank you.
And I'll do number two and three. These are just a couple of history related conferences coming up that I thought there might be some interested people here for these. The first one is the Pacific Northwest History Conference. It's September 30th and October 1st in Kennewick, hosted by the Washington State Historical Society in partnership with Oregon State Historical Society. Registration for that is open and the link is there. And the other conference, we may have already mentioned this before, but I thought I would mention it again. Revitalize Washington Conference, which is Washington's Main Street Program conference. That is scheduled for October 19th through 21st in Wenatchee. That's hosted by the Washington Trust for Historic Preservation and the Washington Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. Registration for that is also open. Yes. And if anyone has any questions, happy to answer questions, but that concludes our staff report for the evening.
Great. Any questions, commissioners? Hearing none, I believe we move to chair comments. This is our next item of business. Thank you, Ms. Rooney, for putting the link in the chat there. And I, for my chair comment, would like to go on record saying this is the second meeting without Mr. McKnight that we're going to finish in under half an hour. So that should officially go on the record. And I think the only common denominator between these meetings is the absence of Mr. McKnight. So I don't know what that says, but it's on the record now.
I think that says it's time to take a vote for off the island.
Vice Chair, I see your hand is raised. Is that your vote for voting Mr. McKnight off the island?
No, I had a comment unrelated when you're finished.
Yes, I am finished.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for finishing me.
Well, I just wanted to let my colleagues on the commission know that it's looking like I will be teaching a course at University of Washington this fall. Still needs to have final approval by other faculty, but that means that I will miss basically the next four or five meetings of this commission. So I am taking a temporary break, but do plan to be back after, I believe the December meeting will be the next one that I'll be able to attend because the next one I'll be at a conference and then the one after that is the first course evening. It's Wednesday evenings. So anyway, just wanted to let folks know that I will be missing, but not gone for a little while.
Awesome. Congratulations, Vice Chair. I hope you have a good time at UW-Tacoma, as I like to call it, the best UW in the state of Washington.
I'm sorry to disappoint you that this is classes in Seattle.
Oh, no. No.
My alma mater up there at the College of Built Environments up at the Seattle campus. So,
okay. We won't start an Oregon-Washington rivalry thing here, but okay. Well, congratulations nonetheless. We will miss you, but yeah, have a great time teaching. And is there anything else for the good of the order? Hearing nothing, I am going to adjourn with the under 30 minutes on the record. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.